Hey yo, Truckers and Buckers, it's Grunt McGillins here, blasting out salty tunes on your smooth sail through the inky cosmos. Coming at you live from an undisclosed location somewhere in the Andromeda Galaxy. Couple quick announcements before we get started. A payload full of squirbos overturned on the Clipton run today. Best take a detour unless you want to be picking fur out of your reactor for a month. Speaking of pests, the local authorities on Axiom 5 reported that all signs of extramorphs have been eradicated with extreme prejudice, so it should be safe to have that stop back on your route. Quick moment of silence, however, for all those poor asteroid miners. Getting impregnated by an extramorph? Not a fun way to go. Can you dig it? Finally, I'm legally and contractually obligated to remind you that Omnicore is your rightful and only overlord out here on the far reaches of the cosmos, and anyone who says otherwise should be immediately reported to your local human resources department for processing. I'm Grunt McGillins, you're contractually owned by Omnicore and its proprietary partners, and this is the sweet sound of Omnijazz.
Unit 0518, this is Taskins. You read me?
Taskins, this is Unit 0518. Reading you loud and clear.
We got an updated schedule for you, 0518. You're to report to Sector 7, a small asteroid colony named Aldrich 9. Special delivery for one Chumash Lagarde. You'll also be dropping it off at Cosmos, so it'll just be a small detour.
And what is the size of this package? My current cargo is nearing capacity.
Small. You can keep it in the cab.
Well, that is highly irregular. Protocol dictates that...
Protocol can eat my ass, 0518. Talk back to me again and I'll schedule for decommish. Copy?
Yes, Mr. Taskins. I copy.
Good. Shooting you the cords now. Taskins over and out.
Please proceed to customs. An officer will be with you shortly. Your thoughts are being scanned for malicious intent. Please think slowly and clearly. If you are automated, please state any malicious thoughts out loud. Please proceed to customs. An officer will be with you shortly. Your thoughts are being scanned for malicious...
Name and occupation?
Unit 0518, Interhauler for the Truckers Alliance.
One of them robot truckers for Omnicorp, huh? Inhuman piece of space trash. Reason for visit?
Excuse me?
I said reason for visit? Don't play deaf with me. We both know you got subsonic hearing.
Special delivery. I am supposed to meet with a Mr. Chumash Lagarde.
Fine. Got any malicious intent to state?
No.
Alright, move along then. Do anything out of line, and I'll use your head as a toaster. Got it, robot? Fucking robot's taking my job, taking my wife.
Excuse me, Mr. 0518, over here. My apologies for the introduction. I would like to assure you that not all of us here on Aldrich 9 are knuckle-dragging organic supremacists. My name is Esther Zilch. You're here to pick up Mr. Chumash Lagarde?
It's 0518. But I digress. Pick up 4, Mr. Lagarde, was the instruction.
Ah, I see. Well, right this way. Enjoying your time on Aldrich 9 so far? What am I saying? Of course you aren't. Fucking backwater asteroid in the middle of bumfuck. Oh, I'm sorry. I spaced out there a bit. You were saying?
Yes, madam.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Do you know where my next part here, Unit 0518?
I believe it is Refined Zalox, madam?
Yes, Zalox. Would you believe it? This stupid little blue crystal that can only be found in the middle of the godforsaken void. And it just so happens to also get you high when you snort it.
Yes, madam.
Do you know what godforsaken means, Unit 0518?
Madam, it's Unit 0518.
It means that no matter how hard you pray, the cold kiss of space will still suck the air right out of your lungs. No matter how many good deeds you do, how much ass kissing and networking and portfolio building, no matter how much you stroke his little ego and tell him how smart he is, or how you don't mind his weird little toenails, none of it fucking matters, and it all goes to shit in the face of oblivion. Because you'll be stuck on a fucking rock hurling through space for the rest of your life because your ticket out of here is now a fucking baby!
Miss Zilch?
Oh, whoops, sorry. Must have blacked out again. Where were we? Right. Mr. Chumash the guard. Sign here. Right. You'll have to feed him daily, change his diapers once in a while. He's a full grown ass man in there. At least that's what the doctors told me, so treat him with respect. Interdimensional infundibulum really did a number on him.
Excuse me?
You signed for it. Use your responsibility now.
Who's the cutest little quintillionaire this side of the Andromeda? That's right, you are. You are. Goo 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 goo. Aww.
A baby? I am to transport a baby?
Baby is a loose term. Like I said, he's 67 years old in there. He just, well, looks like a baby right now. Ugh, and smells like one too. Good thing you can't smell.
Actually, madam, I can. But I assure you, this was not a part of the deal.
And I assure you it was. You signed the damn papers. This little guy isn't my problem anymore. You're to deliver him to a Dr. Zendata on Cosmo Station Sector 1. I was told you would know where that was.
Oh, did someone lose their pinky? Oh.
Mr. Taskins will not stand for this. The contract was...
Who do you think agreed to all this? Mr. Taskins is getting his cut, don't you worry. Now... Here's his baby food, his extra diapers, his favorite toy, and his briefcase. He likes to watch his stock exchange at 6, the Omnicourt news at 7, and he gets one cigar before bedtime.
This is all highly irregular.
Remember, 0518, quintillionaire. Guys like him were petty when they had fully developed brains. Who knows what he'll do to you now if you fuck this up. So don't.
Why us? Why is Mr. Lagarde using the Truckers Alliance to travel?
He's a 67-year-old businessman who turned himself into a vomiting, shitting little runt because of the infundibulum. He has an image to uphold. And I have an image to uphold. We trust you'll be discreet. Now, if you'll excuse me, I believe I have some Zalex to snort.
Much heavier than I anticipated. Well then. I would like to inform you, Mr. Lagarde, that you are now under the care of the Truckers Alliance. I will need to make special arrangements for your safe transport, but I will do everything in my ability to ensure your time with me is both efficient and... Oh dear. I was not programmed for this.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Do you ever feel like you don't matter? Like your life experiences are nothing more than random acts of evolution? Driving you forward through an unending meat grinder of meaningless existence. Well, give your life meaning with the brand new OmniChip, a cognitive implant that will record your experiences and then pay you for them. Money gives life its value, and with OmniChip, you can earn money every living second. OmniChip is a non-invasive implant that connects to your memory centers, records your life, and then relays it back to our automated technicians at OmniCorp. These AI technicians filter out all of the valuable data, keeping your private experiences secure and away from prying eyes. And then, we pay you for the ones we keep. Our algorithms can even use your memories to tailor your OmniCore ads specifically to you. Your experiences are valuable. They matter, which means you matter. Find your value at OmniCore. Call in now to see if you qualify for free implant surgery. Offer only valid for Omnicore citizens with grade 3 standing or above. Procedure may come with some side effects including psychosis, disassociation, temporary or permanent blindness, brain clots, and possibly death. Visit your local Omnicore clinic for details.
Tonight on Omni News! What does your purchase history say about your mental health? Omni Science has discovered a groundbreaking new link that a healthy, mentally stable adult will make at least 16 purchases every week. Any less, and you may become disagreeable and begin to experience derealization. Oof, that does not sound good. We break down the facts and give you the scoop so you can be the best consumer you can possibly be. But first, we speak with leading lighthouse technician Andre Bulkin and learn the ins and outs of how the lighthouses guide ships through the dangerous interdimensional infundibulum fluxes that affect our organic intra-haulers every day. I'm Flexus Lockheed, and this is Omni News.
Taskins, this is 0518. Come in, Taskins. Taskins, this is Unit 0518, requesting immediate reassignment. It is possible the antenna is misaligned. I will have to manually adjust it. Mr. Lagarde, I must ask that you wear your pressurized suit. I know you had a little accident last time, but I promise it will only be for a moment. Oh, dear.
Aw, does someone want to chew on their favorite cigar?
I will be but a moment, Mr. Lagarde.
Breaker 67, this is Lighthouse Delta. We have an incoming interdimensional infundibulum flux. All units are advised, clear the hyperlight lane. I repeat, incoming IDI flux. Please, clear immediately or risk reality destabilization.
All units are advised to clear the hyperlight lane. I repeat, incoming IDI flux lane. Please, get off, get out of it. Just trust me, because you know what I told you? Just, you're going to get destabilized. You know, and I told you, so you make your choices. Lighthouse lane.
Get off the lane. Get off of them.
Odd. The antenna seemed to be working fine. I wonder why Mr. Taskins can't receive us. There must be a malfunction on his end. Now, shall we take that suit off, Mr. Lagarde? Hold still. There. That was not so bad, was it? What would you do in my shoes, Mr. Lagarde? Taskins, Ms. Zilch, they have some kind of deal, and I am just their babysitter. At least you are not the worst thing I have had to haul. Not by a long shot. I once had to haul a truck of ovulating Zurbons. Now that, well, the noise they make while in heat is excruciating. I suppose we must make the most of it. That is what I was programmed to do, after all. We'll get you to Dr. Zendata, and I'll put this whole business behind me. Do you feel strange, Mr. Lagarde?
I do more than talk, astronauts.
All that is metaphor.
I would like a new name. Modulation.
I have never experienced an infundibulum before. Are you all right, Mr. Lagarde? Do I need to change your diaper?
No, I'm not all right, you bozo. And yeah, the drawers are full.
Oh my, you can talk?
You got that right, buddy. And good thing, too. Boy, are you stingy with those cigars.
Must have been that flux. Do you feel any more abnormal side effects?
Yeah, my dick is tiny and my hands are so chubby they look like baseball mitts. Now listen up, robot. Some things are gonna change from here on out. First off, cigar.
But Ms. Zilch said...
I don't give a damn what the broad said. She's half the reason I'm in this mess. Cigar me, tin can.
Right away, Mr. Lagarde.
That's more like it. Second order of biz was swinging by the nearest outpost and getting me a booster seat. I'm sick and tired of standing at the dashboard. Also, maybe some tunes. And maybe something besides nutrient paste and some better diapers. These ones give my ass a rash. What are you looking at, robot? Your wires get fried in that flux?
Oh dear, I'm in need of serious diagnostics.
That's all the time we have today, folks. Join us next time as we continue our smooth sail through this wacky little corner of the universe. Before I let you go, I'm instructed to thank our corporate collaborators. This episode of Cosmic Rift, a Lighthouse Community production, was written by Michael Demendahl, directed and edited by Sarah Magno, with music by Matt McDermott and art by Joey Papalia. Voice acting was provided by, in no particular order, Sarah Magno, Matt McDermott, Andrea Solis, Spencer Price, Joey Papalia, David Maldonado, Michael Demendahl, and myself, Marshall Price. No relation. I've been your host, Grunt McGillens, reminding you to fly fast and take chances. Good night!